This is the Afternoon Brief on Chai FM with Michael McKenna.
Well, school holidays are here. And for many children, it's a chance to relax, also recharge, enjoy a well-deserved break. But while it's important to switch off, the holidays can also be the perfect opportunity to build good habits, also keep young minds active, and also prepare for a successful start to term three. The good news, it doesn't have to involve hours of homework or turning your home into a classroom. Well, joining us today is Maseko Charlie. Maseko is a recently graduated teacher. She'll be sharing practical, realistic tips that every parent can use over the holidays to help their children return to school feeling confident, motivated, and ready to learn. Maseko, good afternoon to you. First of all, congratulations on your graduation and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
All good, all good. Congratulations once again on qualifying as a teacher from all of us here at Chai FM. Now, let's start with the big question. Should children be doing schoolwork during holidays, or should parents let them enjoy a complete break? Let's start there.
Right, so I believe holidays should first and foremost be a time for children to rest, recharge, and spend quality time with their family and friends. Because, I mean, they did work hard during the school term. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, I don't think learning has to stop completely. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to necessarily look like learning in the classroom, but it could be a little bit of reading, educational games here and there, or practicing skills that they've already learned.
Okay.
To help keep them sharp and active.
You know, what then are the most common mistakes that parents could make during the school holidays when it comes to learning? Just to guard on that.
So the common mistakes they could make is just making it feel like, no, they have to spend hours and hours reading, hours and hours practicing maths, rather than just integrating it into their daily life. So for example, if it's maybe a parent is cooking, that's an opportunity for a child to learn how to take instructions, mm-hmm. Practicing their skills, things of that nature.
You know, Maseko, we live in an age of social media. Everybody is glued to their phones and their screens and televisions and what have you. Now, when we talk about reading, we really want the, you know, this is a subject we've brought up on the show before, the importance of, you know, engrossing yourself in a good book. What advice, or rather, what tips can you give parents regarding them to entice their children into this tradition?
So I think rather than looking at technology as the enemy, let's rather integrate it into reading.
Okay.
So there's online books that you can use. There's learning apps that you can use. Just to, you know, because that's what kids are more attracted to. So right now in the educational space, we are focused on integrating learning with technology just to keep them engaged and interested. So rather than parents completely removing this, try to create a healthy balance. We can introduce hard copy books where they physically page through it and also include technology as well.
Okay, so learning doesn't have to be boring at the same time. So
come on board
with this. What are some fun everyday activities parents can or could do which will encourage learning without children feeling like they're back in that old classroom?
So it will be different for kids of different age groups. So for example, kids of preschool age, you can take nature walks, expand their vocabulary, discussing what they see. It could be board games at home. It could be a multitude of things. So, for example, kids in primary school going age, they would most likely like to engage in physical activity, keep them active, play games with them, things like that.
Okay.
And kids.
Carry on. I thought you had concluded there. Please carry on.
Okay. So, for example, kids that are in high school, rather encourage independence, encourage keeping a holiday journal that helps them keep their mind sharp, continues with their writing skills as well, which is necessary because reading does stretch across all subjects.
Maseko, I'm getting an interesting question in from one of our listeners. The question reads, how can parents balance rest and play with keeping young minds engaged?
Right. So I think during holidays, it's important for us not to mimic the school system. So rather focus on maybe 15 to 20 minutes of learning and then encourage them to go outside and play, engage, and then as the day goes, include reading, include maybe a math activity that doesn't really feel like maths, maybe measuring some things in the kitchen with you, just to keep them, you know, engaged throughout the day in learning. Mm.
Interesting. You've triggered off quite a conversation here, Masego. Another question coming through. The question reads, are there specific age groups which benefit more from routine during the holidays?
Definitely. I'd say age group from 5 up to 14, they really do benefit from that, because it's hard to get them back into waking up early, focusing in the classroom, staying awake as well during the day, because, you know, during holidays, kids are sleeping much later. So I would encourage parents, a week before school opens, let's get them back into that routine of waking up early, eating breakfast early, and just help them stay up so that when school starts, they're not falling asleep in class.
The next question, very interesting, coming through from Anonymous. The question reads, Masego, what signs then should parents look out for that a child may be struggling academically even during the holidays?
Okay, so I think the first thing you need to do at the end of each term is just have an engaging conversation with your child, ask them how they are dealing with school, which subjects they're struggling with, and it's also important for you to engage with their teachers as well. And look through their school books, because sometimes kids are not even aware that they are struggling with something. So as you pick up those knowledge gaps, try to look for, maybe there's online worksheets that are free that you can practice with your kids at home. Just try to include those things into everyday life so it doesn't feel like they are learning.
Let's look at this from a parental expectant successful perspective, if I can put it that way. Now, some parents, they worry that if they don't keep their children studying, they'll fall behind. Others don't want to overwhelm them. So how can then parents encourage learning without putting unnecessary pressure on their children?
So I think children feel they learn best when they feel supported, right, instead of pressure. So instead of focusing solely on marks or performance, let's also celebrate their curiosity and progress that they are making. So encourage them to ask questions, praise their persistence, and make learning part of everyday family life rather than something stressful. Because at the end of the day, every child learns differently and develops at their own pace, right? So
indeed,
we don't need to recreate the classroom at home. The role that the parents should play is to create an environment where the child feels encouraged and confident and motivated to keep learning.
Okay. Not to put you on a spot, perhaps I can ask our listeners to even come in on this and make some suggestions and contributions to this next question I have for you. If you were to give parents a checklist for the day before school starts, what would be on it?
Right. So I think my checklist would be very simple. So the day before, make sure that you pack the school bag and check stationery. Prepare and iron your clothes, right? Pack lunch, make sure shoes are clean, set alarms, have an early bedtime routine. And just before the child goes to sleep, spend a few minutes talking positively about the new term and answering questions any your child may have. Because the most important thing is a calm and organized evening will always lead to a much more peaceful morning and a smoother first day.
One can well imagine. And now on that basis, let's look at the parents now. Many, you know, are juggling work, family and everything else. You know, you've got the work-life expectations. So what's your advice for parents who feel they aren't doing enough, or perhaps feel that they need to know something more?
So what I do want to remind parents is that you don't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect parent, right? And children don't need perfect parents. They need present, supportive, and encouraged parents. So even in small moments, those things matter. Read a story together with your child. Ask about their day. Help them with homework when you can. Or simply just showing interest in what they're learning. They all make a lasting effect. So, and we do need to keep in mind that every family does have different circumstances, and parents should give themselves grace. So just doing your best consistently is far more valuable than trying to do everything perfectly.
Sure. If every parent listening could do just one thing during these holidays to help their child succeed in term three, what would you recommend and why?
Right. So the one thing that I will always recommend is to read with your child every single day, regardless of their age. For younger children, read aloud and make it fun. If your child is in primary school level, take turns reading and talk about the story. And if your kid is high school level, encourage independent reading and have conversations about what they are reading. And the reason why I say reading is important is because it strengthens language, it builds confidence, and it improves academic performance across subjects. And it creates meaningful family moments as well. Remember, the holidays are there for you to bond with your child.
Indeed.
So just this one simple habit can make a lifelong difference. Trust me.
Well, certainly the holidays don't have to be filled with worksheets and revision. Sometimes the biggest difference, well, it comes from reading together. Also, sticking to healthy routines, encouraging curiosity, and spending quality time as a family. And to all of you, to all the parents and caregivers who are listening, well, yes, wishing you a restful holiday, a smooth start to term three. And to all the learners, just enjoy the break, have fun, and we'll see you back in the classroom, ready to make the second half of the school year your best yet. Maseko, thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and thanks for sharing with us tips as to you how to deal with your children during the holidays and preparing them to return back to school. And once again, from all of us, congratulations on your graduation, and thank you for sharing such practical advice.